The stereotype of the lone genius, generally in popular culture and the real world, it's expected to be a man. As NPR's Jeff Brumfiel reports, that gender stereotype may have an impact on women in some academic fields.
Sarah Jane Leslie works at Princeton University as a philosopher,
which is a humanities discipline that has very few women.
She says philosophy is also one of those disciplines where the word genius gets thrown around a lot.
We wondered if there might be a connection between philosophers' disposition to place all this emphasis on the need for brilliance and the discipline's large gender gap.
So she and some colleagues surveyed philosophers and asked them, to be really good at philosophy, do you need natural talent? They asked the same question of scholars in 30 other fields. The result, published in the journal Science?
To the extent that a discipline expresses the belief that you have to have a special spark of brilliance to really be successful, we found that those disciplines had larger gender gaps.
There were fewer women in fields where genius was a perceived prerequisite. That rule didn't apply to just the usual genius-y fields like physics and math.
Music composition was definitely towards that end of the spectrum and correspondingly has very few women in it.
Genius composers like Mozart, genius physicists like Einstein, these icons are male. And Leslie believes that image is keeping women out.
Even though women are just as likely as men to have what it takes.
But not everyone thinks this genius effect is to blame. Lisa Randall is a theoretical physicist at Harvard. She says the problems women face in science are no different than they face in other professions.
I remember a long time ago, there was a cartoon in the New Yorker, a bunch of guys and one woman around a desk, and they said, "That was a very good comment, Miss Tribbs. Would one of the guys here like to make it?"
She thinks academia has the same problems as, say, business. Men talk over women at meetings, some women feel marginalized, and eventually they give up.
Is it really that because it's being associated with genius that this is happening? Or is it simply that people aren't listening to their ideas?
Hard to say. But in physics, at least, the number of women earning degrees is rising, slowly. Jeff Brumfiel, NPR News.